Right now, it is time for us to check our forecast, and that means we bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello, and how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We got anywhere, depending on where you live around here, from 3, 3.5 to about 5 inches of snow. And it's a strange snow because it seems fluffy, but it's also wet at the same time.
Right.
It's maybe we had wet snow and then it ended as dry as fluffy snow. Maybe that's what happened.
More than likely, that is exactly what happened.
But the roads were covered with snow this morning. The plows were out, but what I liked about this morning's snow is it's 31 degrees. So when you walk out in it, the wind wasn't howling. It wasn't like 15 degrees. It was a decent way, I hedged on whether I was going to spend the night at the station, but I said, well, everybody's calling for 3 to 5 inches and I'm staying home. So now I know that I can, with my bad knees, I can still get through probably up to 6 to 7 inches of snow without a problem. So now I know what my limitations will be for the rest of the winter.
And I'm glad you know that, because you won't have to worry about 6 to 7 inches of snow all this week.
That's a good thing to know. That's a good thing to know.
Get that out. Right off the cuff, today will just be variably cloudy. There'll be some sunshine, 35 to 40. Cloudy tonight, upper 20s. Mainly cloudy Tuesday, 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy and breezy around 40 Wednesday. But then we turn to more in the way of sun Thursday. Low 40s and about the same on Friday. I know there was a lot of talk about a possible coastal low for next weekend. It still looks to me right now, all the modeling is keeping it offshore. There are no models right now that bring it close to us. So I'll go along with it and say that, more than likely it's going to stay offshore. You always have to watch it, especially these coastal lows, because if you remember, yesterday's snow was never supposed to happen as of a week ago on Monday.
Yeah.
None of the models picked it up except the European. The European picked it up. And now even today, the European is with all the other modeling, saying that the next storm will stay offshore. I think the week after, which is the week of the 13th, I think that week we'll have to watch, because there'll be at least two systems coming up the coast, and we'll have to see what they do. But I do feel that, again, the middle part of the month, somewhere between the 13th and the 18th, changes should begin to occur. And we should here in the east be going into a colder regime. So let's see what happens there. Otherwise, it's nice and quiet. I'm just moving along. I know some people may scratch their head when they hear this, but Saturday, well, first of all, it was very quiet New Year's Eve for me. Went to my friend Anthony's, and there was a total of 6 of us. Two other friends had said they would join us, and it was nice because for a couple of hours, we played a game, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it, called Left, Center, Right.
No, I've never heard of it.
It's played with 3 dice, okay? No cards, 3 dice. You show 4 quarters. That's your pot. You don't put it in the pot, but you show 4 quarters, and the dice will either say left, well, the 3 dice, left, center, and a dot, which means you save. So you roll the dice, and let's just say I get all 3 dots. That means I'm safe. The dice move on to the next person. He gets or she gets left and right and a dot. He gives a quarter to the person on his right, a quarter to the person on his left, and goes on to the next. And it goes all around the table until it's left to 2 people. And then they keep throwing the dice, and they only throw 1 dice because that's all that there would be left at that point. And who's ever out, the other one gets the pot.
Now, how much did you win?
A pot is $6.
Okay.
Well, because we had 6 people.
Okay.
So it's $1 a person. So it's $6. I won once. I think we played 5 games, and believe it or not, 5 out of the 6 people each won a pot. So one person did not. So it really, and it's a fun game. Gets a little exciting too, but you're never really out, because somebody could put you in. If I lost my quarters and the guy next to me on my right rolls a right or rolls a left, he's got to give me a quarter so that I'm back in the game.
All right.
So anyhow, that was a lot of fun. Then Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I went outside. The sun was out. And I said, you know what? It's like 40-something degrees. Not bad. And I started. Marshall, I started. Had my ladder. I had a garbage bag. I had my snipper. I started taking down the blow modes, the reeds, the lights. 12:15, 2 hours later, everything outside down, labeled, and put away in the shed.
There you go.
Done. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, taking it down too early, when was it up to Little Christmas? I said, I understand that, but I'm not taking chances. I said, the weather's nice today. I'm taking it down today because I am not going to stand out here in snow, in ice, on the ground, and like you said, wind and cold, and try to get the stuff down. So got it all down.
Hey, the traditional thing with me is my decorations go up on Thanksgiving, and they come down on January 1st. That's what we always did in my house, and that's what I did. You know, yay, it goes up, yay. And then first, it, once again, it's pitch black in my house. All right, Pat, we are out of time already.
And have a great day. It's not going to be bad, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.